Hi, everyone. It's Kevin. It's Wednesday, March 26. Thanks for tuning in for my daily update. As I've spent some time at Quonset, New London, and Groton over the last few days talking with many of you, I've been asking if there's something that we can do to communicate with you better. We've also gotten feedback from the videos, the podcasts, and other messages we've been passing on, and I want to say thanks to those who've responded with constructive feedback. We've heard your concerns about how well and often we're cleaning our facilities. My priorities remain unchanged. I and the rest of the EB leadership team are working to ensure your health and safety to the greatest extent possible while continuing our essential mission. We're continuing increased cleaning throughout the facilities and shipboard on all shifts and have enough supplies to get us through. Please do your part by ensuring you leave your work areas clean or even cleaner than you found it. This helps reduce the burden on our hardworking cleaning staff. You know, this is an unprecedented time, and it's reasonable to question the accuracy of infection rates given the current limits of the testing that you see going on nationwide. And like you, I'm skeptical that the metrics we see every day on the news may not be up to the minute and may not fully quantify the people stricken with COVID-19. While today I can report there are still no confirmed cases of COVID-19 at EB, I know, as you do, that we cannot relax or become complacent and begin to think we'll somehow get lucky. I'm in constant communication with our medical team, who, like their counterparts in the community, are doing some great work. And together, we've put in place a clear protocol to quarantine and monitor employees suspected of being infected or who present higher risk of exposure. So far, those protocols are working to keep all of us safe. Please continue to do your part to follow the guidelines provided by EB and our local, state, and federal experts. There is some good news to share with you today regarding PCU Vermont, and as I'm speaking to you, the ship is returning back to Groton. She's out in the basin right now making the turn into the pier after a successful Bravo trials. Her arrival demonstrates to me our ability to execute our important mission while we work together to combat COVID-19, so congratulations on equipping our Navy with a well-built submarine. Upon her return, we've taken the extra precaution of screening people coming onto the ship. We're doing this because we want to make sure we're protecting the sailors who call PCU Vermont home. The ship will be underway for in-serve next week, and we want to make sure we're doing everything we can to keep our mission ready. Thanks for your cooperation and understanding. We're continuing to update our travel policy for the small number of employees required to travel to support our important work. Effective yesterday, March 25th, EB is requiring a mandatory 14-day quarantine for any employee who travels through a commercial airport or train station prior to returning to work at an EB facility. This is applicable to business and personal travel. If you're required to quarantine, you should work with your supervisor to discuss your options during this time. We continue to send out business updates via email, homeport, posted hard copies, and EB Landing. We've posted a new podcast section on the EB Landing where you can click to hear today's podcast on your personal device and any you might have missed. Thank you for your continued patience and for doing your part to keep yourself, your family, and your EB colleagues safe. Please continue to ask yourself two questions each day. Have you had close personal contact with anyone who's been diagnosed with COVID-19? Are you experiencing any symptoms, fever, chills, cough, sore throat, shortness of breath, body aches? If you answer yes to any of the above questions, please get the proper care. Stay home to protect your teammates and your community, and contact your supervisor. Thank you, and please stay healthy and safe.